join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is our friend Paul Garman, the executive director, producer of Musical Theater West. Paul, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Happy to be here. I think it's my third time.
Third time's a charm. You've had a great season this last year. I attended several of the productions.
It's been wonderful. We started off with a world premiere, a new re-envisioning of Cole Porter's Silk Stockings. And so that was in October and November. And then we came up with the producers. It's been one of our most number one requested shows that we've had over the last 20 years or so, ever since it premiered on Broadway.
I saw it and I loved it. It was a Broadway quality production.
Yeah, we had the Broadway sets and costumes. We had the gentleman that did the lead, replaced Matthew Broderick in New York as the lead in our show. And it was just a wonderful show. Fantastic reviews. We were really happy with it. And then we did a brand new show called Forbidden Broadway. It's new to us, new to this area. It takes all the shows of the last 25 years on Broadway and spoofs them. And it's kind of like, we called it Broadway meets Saturday Night Live.
It was a great satire. I love that
show. It broke all attendance records. It even sold better than the producers.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful, fun show. And we're ending up this season with a show that's been around for a while. It was reprised on Broadway a few years back. It's called Little Shop of Horrors. And it will play July 10th through July 26th at the Carpenter Performing Arts Center.
And in the current issue of the Straight Talk Reporter, we have nice article on Little Shop of Horrors, and it's about this meat clerk that makes a pact with the devil plant.
He does. Business is kind of bad at the floral shop on Skid Row, and so by accident he finds out that the plant likes a little bit of blood, and it's a wonderful kind of spoof of 1950s sci-fi musicals and movies, and it's a great deal of fun for the entire family. And once again, we're really honored to be able to have the Broadway sets and costumes. We've shipped them out here from New York, and that's a tremendous asset.
It adds a lot to the
production. It really does. That plant at the end is, you think he's going to eat the world.
And Steve Glaudini, who directed Producers, is also directing this.
He is going to be our director for that. He's our associate artistic director for Musical Theater West. And Daniel Thomas, our general manager, is the musical director.
Wow. Talented crew you have.
We are really excited about this show, and we have some wonderful talent in it, some big Broadway names that are coming out here in New York to be with us.
Well, Paul, this is your 11th year in Long Beach Musical Theater West, and you'll be entering your 57th season.
Coming up.
57 years of theater.
It's been a long time, but it's been a wonderful run, particularly the 11 years here in Long Beach. You know, the Long Beach arts community is so vibrant and so wonderful, and we're so supportive of one another. And Musical Theater West is just honored to be one of the many great groups here in Long Beach entertaining the public.
Well, Long Beach, the city and the community, has embraced Musical Theater West.
They certainly have.
You have your own home, your actual building now.
Oh, and we do.
That helps.
We do. And about 60,000 folks a year come to see the show, so we couldn't ask for anything more. We're very, very pleased.
Give us a preview of next season.
Next season's going to be a great year for us, Art. We're going to start off all four of the shows that we're doing, actually all five of the shows that we're doing, we've never done before. So that's a little unusual, because when you've been around for 57 years, you pretty much have to do things one or two times. So we're going to start off with a wonderful favorite of the family, Meet Me in St. Louis. And it's the show that we've never done before. It'll be done, it actually opens on Halloween, and there's a Halloween segment in the show, so that's kind of fun, as well as a Christmas segment. But Meet Me in St. Louis will be the first show. Then in December, we're going to do an optional fifth show that we've never done a fifth show before, and it's going to be Rent. We will be the first regional theater in this area to be able to do our own production of Rent. So
wow.
The tour just played the Pantages. It'll end up at the Orange County Performing Arts Center in the fall, and then in December, we'll be the first regional theater to do our own production of Rent. So
wonderful.
We're very excited about that. We continue then in January and February with Sweeney Todd. It'll be the 30th anniversary of Sweeney Todd's writing.
Pretty bloody show.
And another kind of a little bloody show, but a wonderful operatic show. If you've never seen Sweeney Todd, it's just beautiful, beautiful music. So a little bit of gore, but what opera doesn't have a little bit of gore? A few people die along the way, but it's just beautiful music and very lush. And then a show that's running currently in New York called The Marvelous Wonderettes. It's running off Broadway. It's in its second year now. It played for 2 years here in L.A. Over at the El Portal, and we're just delighted to bring it to our audiences. And then we end up with a little salute to our nation, 1776.
Ah, yes.
And 1776, I think, should do very well for us. And we're very excited to bring that to our audiences.
Well, you get tremendous renewal of your season ticket subscribers. We'll put up your website at the end of the segment, and you don't have to go to L.A. or New York to see fine musical theater.
We're very, very pleased with the reception we've gotten, and the reviews this season have been excellent. We've been critics' picks in the L.A. Times many times. We've won several Ovation Awards, so it's a very gratifying season for us.
I know you started a long time ago, Paul, as an onstage actor, and then migrated to production. Just give the audience a sense of what theater production means to you and has meant to you.
I love what I do. It is a wonderful honor to be able to present musical theater to the community. It's something that I love, something that I'm very passionate about, and to be able to present 4 musicals a year, or next year 5 musicals a year to our community, it's just a wonderful feeling. I love the feeling of the audience coming into the theater, excited about what they're going to see, and leaving afterwards so excited about what they've seen, and we just have a very passionate audience, and they get very involved in what we're doing, and they're so supportive. So.
And I know you are one of the few people in this country that have such enormous respect of both the actors that come back to be part of your productions and also the support groups that you've created.
It's quite impressive. We try to create a very family feeling with our company, and many actors do come back. We're not a repertory company. We don't have the same actors over and over, but we have a number of them that do try to come back once a year and do something with us. And our 2 support groups, the Musical Theater West Guild, has about 300 members, and they do all the volunteering behind the scenes for us. And then the Musical Theater West Footlighters have another 300 members. So all in all, we have about 650 volunteers, which is a wonderful way to be
able
to
do support. Well, congratulations, Paul. Continue success. Break a leg with Little Shop of Horrors, and stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.